Hare Krishna. Today is Thursday, 30th August 2012. I welcome you for the Bhagavad Gita class. So let us first start by the prayer. So please join me with in the prayers. We'll all chant together. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Rupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Nama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Iti Namine. So today we are going to be covering chapter 5, the last shloka of chapter 5. So far we have done up to 28. Long gap. So please bear with me. So what we'll do is we'll chant this shloka and then we'll go word by word meaning and then translation and then we'll discuss. Okay. So let us chant it few times. Bhoktaram yagyata yo bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam jnatva mam shantim rachati. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam jnatva mam shantim rachati. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam jnatva mam shantim rachati. Word by word meaning. Bhoktaram, the beneficiary. Yagna, of sacrifices. Tapasam, and penances and austerities. Sarvaloka, of all planets and the demigods thereof. Devatas thereof. Mahaishwaram, the Supreme Lord. Suhridam, the benefactor. Sarva, of all. Bhutanam, the living entities. Jnatva, thus knowing. Mam, me. Lord Krishna. Shantim, relief from material pangs. Ratchati, one achieves. Translation. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and devatas, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. So please repeat. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and devatas, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. Bhoktaram yagyatpatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam natva mam shantim rachati. So this is the final shloka of chapter 5. Chapter 5 is called Karma Yoga in Krishna Consciousness. So here Krishna explained everything about the Karma Yoga in Krishna Consciousness. See, there was a third chapter was only Karma Yoga, and the fifth chapter is Karma Yoga in Krishna Consciousness. That means how do we perform our prescribed duty and offer all the results to Krishna. That is called Karma Yoga. Why offer? Because here you see Krishna is declaring Bhoktaram. Bhokta means one who enjoys, one who, you know, that's why we say Bhogi and Yogi. Bhogi is the one who enjoys. But here Krishna is the real Bhogi. Bhoktaram. And what? Yagya tapasam. So whatever austerities we do, whatever penances we do, the results of that must be offered to Krishna, to Lord Vishnu, to Krishna. Why? Because he is Sarva Loka Maheshwara. So Krishna is declaring that I am the enjoyer. All the offerings in the yagya should come to me, because I am Sarva Loka Maheshwara. He is owns anyway. Even if you don't give him, it is his. He is the owner. Not only of what we have, he is the owner of everything that is there. Sarva Loka. Krishna did not say only planet Earth, Bhumi, or Swarga, or Naraka, or anything. No. Sarva Loka Maheshwara. Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. Although he is like a dictator, he is a king, he is the supreme, he is a controller. But he is Suhridam. His heart is so soft. Suhridam. Of what? Sarva Bhutanam. So Suhrida also means like a friend. His friend to everybody. Sarva Bhutanam. Again, he is not distinguishing. Krishna is totally unbiased, totally neutral. And he says, if you know this, if we know this, he tells Arjuna, if you know this, that he is the only enjoyer and he is the owner and at the same time he is the best friend, then what you get? Shantim Rachati. Shantim. You get peace. Because see, if we know that whatever we thought is ours is not ours and we accept that, then what, where is the problem? There is shanti, because ashanti is only when we want everything, you know, we are not happy with what we have. That's why here it says bhoktaram, the beneficiary, the one who gets it. Okay? Sarva loka, including all the devatas, devis, everybody. Maha Ishwaram, the supreme controller. There is an Ishwaram and this is Maha Ishwaram. Lord Shiva is also sometimes called Maheshwara. Suhridam of all, that is Krishna. See, this is what, so if you remember, I told you that every last shloka of all the chapters starting from second, the final shloka is like this, where Krishna gives a direct instruction what should be done. So let us try to understand this from some commentaries of different acharyas. So I have made some points and we will take one by one. Okay. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of, oh sorry, this is the translation. Okay, let's go to the points. This is Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, the greatest peace formula is simply this. Greatest peace formula. Lord Krishna is the only enjoyer in all human activities. Men should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord because he is the proprietor, as I was explaining just now. He is the proprietor. It says anyway. So when we are giving it to him, we are not doing some meherbani on him, you know. He is not obliged. He doesn't want it actually. Although he is Bhoktaram, but he is also Atmaram. Right? So, Prabhupada makes it clear. That's why we talk all the time of devotional service. That's why one group is understanding nectar of devotion. How to do this? So we take help of Rupa Goswami and other acharyas, Srila Prabhupada. Tam Ishwaranam Paramam Maheshwaram is declared. See, sometimes they say, oh, this is all in Puranas and all. Here this is Shweta Shvatara Upanishad. It says, Tam Ishwaranam Paramam Maheshwaram. Who is this? Krishna. So, we should not be hesitating in, it's like, you know, sometimes we say, we take the water and offer it to Ganga, you know, we take the water from Ganga and offer it to Ganga. So same way, we take everything from Krishna and offer it back to him. That's the sign of a gentleman. Rupa says, devotee means gentleman. If you are not doing that, then we should not call ourselves either devotee or gentleman. Devotee has to be gentleman. That's the first quality. Devotee has all the qualities of the devatas, they say, you know. So one of the qualities is that he is a gentleman. So you just behave like a gentleman. Not simply call yourself Mr. this, Mr. that, Srila, Sri. You have to behave also like that. Then Srila Prabhupada says, the Lord is the master of material nature and the conditioned souls are under the stringent rules of material nature. We are all under the stringent rules. Unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world. Either individually or collectively, that's important. What is happening right now? Individually, a lot of people are doing this. You know, there are devotees all over the world. sometimes there is a group of devotees, but since the other people are not cooperating, there is a problem. That's the problem. I remember one class, Devamrita Maharaj, one class on this. And he told a very, very nice thing. You know, he just, I like that. He said, what is to be done actually? After all, you know, what is expected when we say we have to follow Krishna's rules? What is to be done? So he doesn't use the word follow. He says, cooperate. Cooperate with Krishna. Krishna has made some laws for us. Let us cooperate. So when you have cooperation, then there is peace, right? In the world also, how do you get peace? If we have a family, let's say there is a joint family and there is a... So many things happen in joint family, right? But if everybody cooperates, when we are working, if all the workers cooperate, in the business, if all the partners cooperate, then the results are fantastic, right? So cooperation, that's what is required. So as I was telling in the beginning, this fifth chapter is practical explanation of Krishna consciousness. Because people ask this question. Okay, Krishna consciousness, we understand, we have to be conscious, we have to be Krishna conscious. But what do? How do we practice? So this is what it is said, you know, that offer all your results. Krishna is going to say this again in many other chapters. He told already in the third chapter, if you remember. Not only for himself, he says even for devatas. We have to offer them because they are giving us so many things. But the point is that since he is the one, Loka Maheshwaram, you don't have to go to devatas. If you go to him, he automatically gives it to devatas. He doesn't keep anything for himself. He doesn't need. So devatas also get their share of yagya, yagna, through Krishna only. You know, Krishna is the only one who distributes. He is the only enjoyer. And this I remember 1984-85, when I was very, very new, and one Prabhu, Rasaraj Prabhu, he is a great scientist. He was at that time the president of Bombay Temple. And he made this thing really drilled into us, you know. He says, you want to progress in spiritual life, this is the first fundamental requirement. Krishna is the only enjoyer. He is the only Purusha. We are all Prakriti, you know. So as it is, we are female. So we have to be also, our service is also to be enjoyed by him. Everything about us is to be enjoyed by him. That is Krishna. So this is what he says in this shloka. Now let's read some more points, you know, that's few points more. A pure soul is the eternal servant of God as his fragmental part and parcel, right? He comes into contact with Maya due to the desire to lord it over Maya, right? We have this tendency of lording it over, as they say. Lording it over means we want to control. We think that we are the controller. And that is why we are suffering. First thing, I mean, this is there in the fourth chapter also we saw that, you know. We have to give up this proprietorship. Krishna consciousness, however, brings one into spiritual life even while one is within the jurisdiction of matter. That means, even in material life, if we become Krishna conscious, then what happens? Then we are, because this again, you know, we have spoken it many, many times. That any service done for Krishna is not material. It's not material. It is spiritual. It automatically becomes spiritualized. That's the secret. That's the secret. Krishna, simple thing like food, you know. If we eat food without offering to Krishna, then we eat sin. Third chapter. But if you offer it to Krishna, the food becomes spiritualized. Food becomes spiritualized. You know, some In our restaurant here, so many people come and eat every day. And they say, this taste we don't get. And sometimes, of course, we have to be careful. But most of the time I tell them, this is not food. This is tasty because it is first tested by the Lord. Sometimes they understand, sometimes they don't understand. But our point is to let them know. And then when they understand, then the whole mood changes. They start looking at it as a very special thing. And it is special, no doubt about that. So, okay. So generally there are people doing various things, yoga, sana, yoga, 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 all the time you hear yoga, Bikram yoga, Chai yoga, Thai yoga. So what the acharyas are saying? The Ashta yoga, Ashtanga yoga we call it, is eightfold yoga mysticism. Automatically practicing Krishna consciousness. Why? Because the ultimate purpose is sarva. In Ashtanga Yoga, you start from Yama, go to Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi. Gradually. Yes, that's Ashta means eight. Eight limbs of yoga. So, if you keep on doing that and have no devotion, then you will get some peace of mind, no doubt, but you will not get the ultimate benefit. But you add, it's like you have made a nice sweet, all the ingredients are, but sugar is missing. So that taste of sweet will not be there. It will be for a person like me, diabetic sweet, they come and ask sometimes, but do you have diabetic sweet? The same way people ask in material life, can we do something without devotion? Devotion, as I said, is like sugar. And if you don't have it, how can you call it sweet? The very word sweet means sugar. So if you are eating something without sugar, how can it be called sweet? So same way, if you are doing something without bhakti, how can you call it service? How can you serve somebody without devotion? So that is why devotional service is the highest perfection of life. And then, when we chant, we can go into samadhi. You don't have to go to the process. When we eat, we can go into samadhi. When we dance, we can go into samadhi. When we see Krishna in his archavigra form, we can go into samadhi. So samadhi doesn't mean you have to go to Himalayas and sit and do that. See another thing, this Krishna speaks this verse to confirm that moksha is attained by knowledge and not merely by control of mind and senses. See, the knowledge of what? Knowledge. What is the knowledge here now? The knowledge is Krishna is the only enjoyer. That's the knowledge. That's all. He is the Bhoktaram and also Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. This is the knowledge. So if you have that knowledge, like Krishna says, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. If you just know that his birth and activities are transcendental, you don't have to come back. It says so many times in Bhagavad Gita, various times, how you can manage not to come back. So here in the next point, the words are broken. Nyatva Mam. Mam, which means knowing Lord Krishna as what? Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. And then of course Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. That's again very, very important, He is a Suhridam. Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. He just loves us. We are his part and parcel, we are his children. So why he will not love us? So he is the well-wisher, real well-wisher. We have in this word so-called well-wishers. We have Shubha Chintak, most dangerous category, Shubhachintak. Because when somebody comes, I am your Shubhachintak, then you have to be really Chintak. You have to start doing Chinta, because he will have some plan. There will be, of course, some genuine Shubhachintak, like your spiritual master is your Shubhachintak, because he is representative of Krishna. So only Krishna or his representatives are Shubhachintaks. Everybody else is only trying to extract something out of you. So we have to be very careful. Okay, this knowledge is essential, and one who comprehends this knowledge, along with performing yoga or the science of the individual consciousness, attaining communion with the ultimate consciousness, becomes qualified to attain moksha. So ultimately what he says? The science of individual consciousness attaining communion with the ultimate consciousness, that is yoga. Yoga means to link. So our individual consciousness, it has to link with the super consciousness, ultimate consciousness. Okay. And then only we become qualified to attain moksha. Then, if karma yoga or the selfless practice of prescribed Vedic activities, are the sum total of all duties, then this in itself is enough to grant moksha. You know? In other words, if you perform karma yoga in Krishna consciousness, then you don't have to do separately something. And what is that karma yoga in Krishna consciousness? Bhakti yoga. You know, without bhakti there is no karma. Karma yoga, yes, karma is there. For karma you don't need anything, but for karma yoga you definitely need that. Okay. Who would not be inclined to offer such a service to a dear friend, especially when this friend is such a universal bhakta? The acharyas are saying, there are still people, right, who will not follow it. Although it is so simple. Who is a real, who is a dear friend, and what is this friend? He is a universal benefactor, who is existing within and without. That means he is in the material world, he is also in the spiritual world. Again, they are confirming. They are different acharyas, you know. They are saying, these results are not attained independently, but must come through true, accurate knowledge of the Supreme Lord Krishna. So this is very, very important. We must have the true knowledge, not that Krishna is some cowherd boy, you know, playing with gopis and this and that. You should know really who is Krishna. We must come to that level where we really understand that he is the only enjoyer. Again, he is the only enjoyer. That's what we have to understand. And he is neutrally the benevolent well-wisher of all living beings. Suhridam. Neutrally. As I said in the beginning, he says Sarva Bhutanam, not Sam Bhutanam. Sarva Bhutanam. Okay? So this is the purport of this shloka. So I hope I've been able to reconnect. As I said, there was a lot of gap, but I hope we'll be able to continue now. I have got some minor help, so you know, I will be able to do this. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Now if you have any question, comment, you can ask me. You can ask me through the chat box. If you want to say something also, it need not be already a question. Hare Krishna.